You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
841 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Thanks to Mark Zinno for filling in for Bo Morgan today, who will be joining us momentarily. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Allie, do you know where my hometown is? Do you know where I'm from?
Pensacola.
Pensacola, Florida.
Yes.
There's a really interesting thing. My parents live right by the base down there where the Blue Angels are located.
Yes.
Like every day, every Tuesday, my dad will sit like a chair out in the front yard and just watch the Blue Angels practice.
That's pretty cool.
He's living the retired life, crack a Bud Light, you know, just watch the Blue Angels practice. A lot of Navy people down there.
Yes.
A lot of Navy people. Pensacola NAS, Naval Air Station, everything else going on with that. I say all that to say Zeno's got a t-shirt on today that says United States Army.
And go Army.
I feel like there's probably a reason he is wearing such attire on a day like today.
I love the sport of college football. And people ask me, who's your team? I'm like, the one I bet on that week. That's my favorite team.
Whoever's covering the spread.
Right.
Baby.
Whoever's covering for me is my favorite team. But the only college football game every year that truly matters to me is the one coming up on Saturday. And I will be heading to Baltimore to go to the game.
I am genuinely apologizing. It's disrespectful. I really don't know enough to know what this is like for you. But is it something where you wear military type?
I could wear my uniform. I'm not going.
What would you call it? The dress.
Not my dress. Not my dress. My mess dress. My dress blues.
Yeah. Okay. I was just genuinely curious.
No.
You see the crowd on TV.
Right.
I've never been to that game. But
all the cadets and all the midshipmen are wearing their daily uniform
yes.
that they wear. So that's what they're there.
It's like the frat boys at Bama wearing the sports coats. You know what I mean?
So, but I tell this to everybody. I said, look, if you think it's one of those bucket list items to go watch Army Navy, I think it is. But really what makes the event special is actually all the pregame stuff.
Sure.
When, you know, the March of the Cadets come in and the midshipmen and they present themselves out on the field and like that whole ceremony and everything is great. Because in reality, like the football game itself is it's two high school offenses playing football against each other. It's not very entertaining to watch.
I got news for you. I will tear up when I watch the Veer, okay?
Okay.
I don't even know what you're talking about right now. Yeah. Running the old midline.
Come on, baby. Like Novocaine. Just give
come
it time. It'll work.
Come on, baby.
But nonetheless.
Dive.
So you have to go there for that. Like, that's the cool part. And you guys know before I worked and lived in Baltimore before I moved here to Atlanta. So the last time I was there and I get a chance to go back again. You know, this time it's a little bit different for me. At this point, you know, I'm in the twilight of my military career. So you know, these events are special. They take on a little bit more meaning. Now, from a football standpoint, I don't have a lot of faith in Army this year. I think Navy's going to win and cover, to be honest with you. It's not. Navy's much better than Army is this year.
For sure. For sure.
And anyways, so I have
cool,
worries
man.
About that. But
how many times have you been to that game?
This will be my second.
Okay. That's awesome, dude. God, that's got to be a cool experience.
It is. I'm hoping Arthur Blank will try to get it down here one year.
That would be sick.
They typically don't play it indoors, though. Like, they like the elements.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like that. I don't think I'd like that if they played it indoors. That would lose.
I mean, you kind of got to be a little bit tough if you want to be
outside.
I agree. You kind of got to be a little bit tough.
Well, we've got the one and only Bo Morgan joining us.
My God, it's Bo Morgan
from Tampa. Bo, how you doing this morning?
Well, business is about to pick up because I'm here.
Oh, is that what it is? Well,
yeah. No, it's good. It looks beautiful outside. I haven't ventured out, but it's better than it was when I left Atlanta, I can tell you that much.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about your schedule, because I want to remind you that we are at Publix on Haynes Bridge Road in Alpharetta tomorrow. So you got to make sure you're back in time for that. We're going to be out there 6 to 9 tomorrow. You remember that, right?
Yeah, I remember it. I guess I'll be taking a bath in a sink and maybe sleeping in the back of my truck, but I'll be there.
I was going to say, you got some pork chops baby wipes somewhere around that car, right? If not, you probably should. You can get a little, you know, a little birdie bath, we used to call it. You know, a little birdie bath, a little wipe down, no big deal, man. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, let me just remind you, don't sleep in the Publix parking lot tonight. Just pull into the Johnson driveway up there in North Springs. Make it happen, and we'll make the trek together.
We don't need the cops called on you before the show, Bo.
Yeah. Don't need anybody thinking Bo's a transient, you know?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't think. I am in a vehicle and not, like, on a bench. But I would say that I might stop by there, at least at the very least, kind of, you know, brush my teeth and put a little deodorant on.
There you go, man. Look, I know that this is Life of Squid, but I do have to ask you a couple things because we'll be on the pregame show in just a little while, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on Mike Evans being a part of that game. I know you've talked about his career. You're one of the people who really brought his career in focus when it comes to what he's been able to do against the Atlanta Falcons, man. And him being a part of the fold, I don't think it's as big a deal as it used to be, but anytime Mike Evans lines up, especially in the creamsicles, it becomes a little bit terrifying.
There's a certain guys that kind of in division games that always seem to have a good game against when you're a rival. And, you know, it's Cam Jordan in New Orleans. He, at one point in time, he sacked Matt Ryan like every game they played. And for Tampa, it's Mike Evans and Lavonte David, but really Mike Evans. I mean, my Lord, the guy's got over 1,500 yards in 20 games against the Falcons. That's just incredible. Even Zeno would have to admire those numbers. Did y'all cut his microphone? He's very quiet.
He's gearing up, man. He's got something for you.
Hi, Bo. How are you? I just have one question. Are women funny?
Oh, snap.
Oh. Wait, what?
Are women funny?
He hasn't been listening
to the
show.
What context? I don't know. I don't like where this is going. Well, dude, what happened earlier in the show?
We had a long conversation earlier, and I was saying the more attractive you are, the harder it is for you to be funny. You just have to find a crossroads. Somebody tweeted us, brought up Nikki Glaser, but for the most part, if you're an extremely attractive person, you're probably not that funny. And that led Zeno to just go down the hill of, yeah, women are just not funny. Jesus, Zeno.
I'm just saying, like, women can be funny. There are women who are funny, but most women are not funny.
And if they are, probably not attractive.
Exactly.
I think Nikki,
if they are very funny.
I agree Nikki Glaser is funny. Okay. I think she's funny.
We found one. I agree.
I mean, I think you can find other. I mean, I thought Julia Louis-Dreyfus is pretty funny, and all the things she does in Veep and in Seinfeld and things.
Recount the number of women you've met in your life that you went.
She's a comedian.
She's funny.
I'm doing my best not to take any of this personal.
Please do.
Why are you funny?
Because I think I'm hilarious.
There you go.
What does Grant think?
I'm hilarious.
Does Grant laugh at you?
Oh, yeah. I can make him cry laughing.
I think you're funny, Allie Mack.
I do, too. Bo, do you laugh at Amy's jokes?
Yeah, every once in a while. She's got a good one.
Again, she's not funny, okay?
He took the bait.
You put it right there on the tee for him, and he hit it.
Anyways.
Anyway, back to the Buccaneers tonight, Bo, since women are not funny. You know what isn't funny? The Falcons on third down. We talked at length about how much they've struggled as of late. Not sure there's a real good remedy, but – you know, a lot of this is on the players. Where do you sit on it?
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday a little bit. I think there's enough blame to go around. Mike and I have talked about it at nauseam. You got to stay on track on first and second down, Mark. You can't have penalties that get you in third and longs. That's been part of the formula. And you know, you can make you can talk about play calling to an extent, but also, you know, when Kyle Pitts has a 50-50 ball, go get it. When David Sills has a ball put in his hands, catch it. Mooney, catch. I mean, they're not making plays either. It's just, it's not one thing or the other. I think that's been the issue for me when people want to talk about it is, you know, obviously at the end of the day, all the blame's going to go to the head coach, but, or the, you know, maybe the position coach or the coordinator, but there's enough blame. We've seen it to go around. Penalties, not making plays, getting off track. There have been play calls that haven't been right for the down and distance. I mean, it's a sum of all, not just one part or the other.
Yeah, I think anytime you go 1 of 11, it can't just be one thing. It's got to be a lot of things. Protection could be better. The routes, all the above. And that leads me to my next question. Before we let you go, give me an X factor tonight from your angle. And you know, we'll probably talk about it again on the pregame show coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. You can hear myself and Bo on the Falcons Radio Network. But I need an X factor because this is one of those games where I'm really having a tough decision to make of who the X factor is and what's the one guy who can kind of flip this game around.
Yeah, it is hard, Mike, because when you look at their offense, I think it kind of starts with keeping Baker Mayfield off of a schedule, not letting him get comfortable, but not letting him out of the pocket, right? And is that one player? I don't know, maybe a unit, which would be the defensive line. But on offense, you know, I don't know how you go with anybody else other than a guy like Bijan Robinson. I don't have faith in very many of the players offensively that are supposed to be playmakers other than Bijan. And can Bijan make some plays with not only, you know, getting the ball in the backfield, but as a receiver as well? The X factor is him, because you need to start putting him back in routes and letting him run some of these routes that on third and short, and let him be able to pick up plays, because he is the best player on the offense for a reason. And I'm rarely say things like this. I think it sounds silly, but he might need to touch the ball 30 times tonight.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, Bo, you know what time it is. We got to let you go. Got to close out the show. But I think we're all very intrigued to see the state you arrive in tomorrow morning at Publix.
Well, let me tell you something, Allie. It'll my mood will be based on the outcome of this game. So if it ends like last Sunday, it'll probably be.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Like, even though it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things?
That actually makes a lot of sense now that I think about it.
Bo, just try to keep in mind that it'll be a Friday tomorrow as well. It'll be a Friday.
A Falcons Friday.
And you'll have your weekend, too.
And you'll be at Publix.
Don't make him angry already, guys.
Also, can I point out, because Grant didn't realize this until I was talking to him yesterday, I was like, you have Sunday off.
Yeah, oh, you know,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I have circled
that one.
Yeah.
I have a Christmas party this weekend. It's going down Saturday night.
Yeah, my weekend's already planned. There's no off days. It's already been planned out. I've already got my schedule, my itinerary.
All right. Well, have fun at the game. Do a good job for Wes. And we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Miss you, Bo.
We miss you.
All right. See you guys. Have fun at the game, Mark.
We'll do.
All right, of course, that was Bo Morgan. You'll catch him with Mike tonight on the pregame show. Kicks off at 6 o'clock. Of course, like I mentioned, we will be out at Publix tomorrow. It's the location off Haynesbridge Road in Alpharetta. It's all presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. 6 to 9, we'll see you there.
I do want to take just a couple of seconds here and make everybody aware of something. My wife has been texting me nonstop about this. There is now a Amazon where if you are getting a package delivered, you can thank an Amazon delivery driver by giving a thumbs up on the Amazon app, and they get a $5 tip back from Amazon to no cost to you.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
I promise you. Nobody's working harder this time of year, definitely not us, than those Amazon drivers, man. So give them a thumbs up. Give them $5 back in their pocket, man. It's a cool deal.
No cost to me.
No cost to you. You just got to thank them, and they get a tip from Amazon.
Thumbs up on
Shout
every
out.
Single package. You know what? Order separate packages and give multiple
there you go.
Thumbs
Amazon's
up.
Amazon's gotten smart about that. They're like, this will be a part of your Monday delivery. It's like, oh, man, that's going to be. My wife is the kind of person, Zeno, that puts a basket of snacks out for the Amazon drivers. But
that's
she
so
probably
right.
should with the amount she orders this time of year. So kind of is what it is.
She's
thank an Amazon driver.
Yes, thank an Amazon driver.
And UPS, sorry.
And FedEx helped me take
DHS.
Boxes into the garage yesterday. That was not her job, and she did that for me yesterday. Thank you.
DHL, USPS.
All of you.
Thank you.
Mark, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, we're done?
We are done. That was it. It was an incredible Throwback Thursday trivia round today. I'm going to be putting that video together, putting it up on Twitter later.
And unfortunately, every contest, there must
Jingle
be
bells,
a loser.
Jingle bells. Jingle bells.
Jingle bells.
Dashing through the snow, baby.
That is going to do it for us. For Mike, Mark, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And, hey, Mike, don't forget to
tip your Amazon driver through the app or something. I don't know.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.